Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green, and welcome to episode 5. This is an episode where we are going to be interviewing a man named Dino. He's our guest today. We're going to be talking about absolutely nothing, but wait, there's more. Something will be said. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, and listen to absolutely nothing being talked about with people who have something to say. Hello and welcome back to the favorite show that everybody's been raving about. That's right, this is the Greenhouse Podcast right here in Georgia. Also joining me today in the studio is Dino. Hello, Dino.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I am so good.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
Guess what? This is episode 5.
It is episode 5. I thought it was episode 4.
How do you feel about that?
A little unprepared.
You know, this was why did you think it was episode 4?
I was just studying. I looked up the most recent one that you had posted, and that was with Alex.
That's right. Alex was quite the guest.
He was. It was really cool to hear from him. It was awesome working with him.
Absolutely.
Since I thought that he was next, I mean, since I thought that I was next after him, I didn't listen to the last, like, 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, man, that was, like, the best part, too.
I know. It was really funny hearing it for Jay's. No, it wasn't Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay's. Jay LaVar, Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I didn't hear it. I didn't hear what his
questions
were.
Well, that's okay. You know, podcasts, they sometimes take a couple of days to reach the internets.
Yeah.
You know, and actually it just takes a couple of days for me to post it. I'm pretty lazy.
No. You're actually doing this.
Speaking of laziness, sometimes I need a little few sponsors in my life. So I'd like to take this moment to thank our sponsors. One of them is all the way from Alabama.
Who?
No, I want you to guess.
I can't.
There's three sponsors out there. One of them are my sponsors.
There's absolutely no chance that I could guess who is sponsoring
this. But today is your opportunity to guess. You never know. This could happen.
Alabama-based company?
Incorporated. Dude. Add that to the end. Boom.
Oh, that's
Dino,
the thing?
Congratulations.
Yes. I knew it.
I knew you could do it.
It's good.
Guys, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, don't forget that you can actually subscribe right through iTunes.
iTunes.
Also, in iTunes, it's a small town just outside of Georgia. You can subscribe to us by joining their club. That would be something, huh? If there was a town called iTown, I'd be interested.
It'd be like a digital, it'd just be like a, that sounds like a video game, actually.
I think it is a video game.
I'm sure it is.
Definitely.
Someone made a really bad iTown.
iTown.
Dude, all you can do is get mail.
Interesting.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, so you can subscribe to us through iTunes, and you can also find us on the web, the World Wide Web, the intertubes.
Interwebs.
The interwebs. And that website is www.thegreenhousepodcast.com, or you can find us on Instagram and, of course, Twitter. These are all some of our social networking websites. And we've also heard that there's a lot of people looking to be on the show. We are excited to get you on. All you have to do is email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
People are waiting in line.
People are waiting in line.
People are waiting outside. Welcome to my house, by the way.
Outside.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I've officially put it on the website as one of the Greenhouse headquarters.
Very awesome.
Yes.
I'm honored.
Yes.
And yes, you may do that.
Thank you. Yeah. That was my official asking you if I could do that. I assume since you invited me here, you know, this is something very interesting about our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are completely portable. If you didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I thought we already talked about that.
Well, I know. If you didn't know already, right. shout out to Terry. He's going to be a gentleman on our show soon enough. But he was the one that made it all possible for me to find the equipment to completely do the entire show off of my iPhone 6 Plus.
He's the man.
128 gigabytes. Space gray. Yeah, so it's all off of the iPhone, so we're completely portable. And where are we right now, Dino?
This is...
No, like specifically, like what are we in Gwinnett?
This is the armpit of Lawrenceville.
The armpit of Lawrenceville.
It's
right off Armpit Lane.
No.
Is it not?
No, it's not. There's like, no.
That's next town down.
We're really close to Decula. We're really close to Grayson, and then also Lawrenceville. Actually, my
uncle.
No, my
friend? Cousin.
Yes. My junior year of high school, we got a letter in the mail saying, "Hey, your part of the neighborhood is actually being rezoned to another high school."
Yeah.
And anyone that wasn't already going to the high school for like the past 2 years or whatever is going to have to go to the new school. But since I was going to be a senior that year, I actually ended up staying at the high school that I stayed at.
Lovely.
Because there's like four other high schools that are like within earshot of this place.
Yeah. And you went to that high school?
I stayed at the same one for all four years.
I can't believe that. You know, I've barely kept a t-shirt for more than a year.
That's not good.
You don't think that's good?
No, that's poor investing.
Hmm. I should reevaluate my t-shirt choices.
Do you just throw them away after?
No, no. I don't actually get rid of them. I don't tend to wear them anymore.
Just keep them?
Yeah, they're in my bottom drawer.
You have a giant bottom drawer.
I do.
Jeez.
Many people compliment me about that. Jordan, your bottom drawer is lovely. Thank you. You haven't even been to my house. What are you talking about?
Actually, Matt went to high school with me all 4 years.
How is Matt? You know, I haven't seen him since maybe 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's actually still standing right behind you.
Holy crap. There he is. You know, guys, if you haven't found out yet, there is a behind-the-scenes area of our website. Nothing has been posted there yet. But you
until
can
now.
Until now. We actually have a couple things that are going to be posted soon. We have some behind-the-scenes audio content that should be launching within the next few weeks, as well as some behind-the-scenes video content that we've videoed from a couple of the episodes. And my lovely friend Matt over here, our friend, he is filming a small video. So in case we like flap our arms like we're trying to fly or do something crazy, you'll know.
Yeah, you'll know later.
Later, but not now. Like, I could literally not have pants on right now.
Oh, right.
But we won't tell you whether or not I do have pants on or not.
Until you check online.
Until you check the behind-the-scenes footage.
Oh, what a weird incentive now for everybody to check out the behind-the-scenes footage.
Go to thegreenhousepodcast.com and you will see something surprising.
You'll see the behind-the-scenes footage.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, Dino, I heard you had something to say. That is the whole point of the show, is we talk about nothing.
Yes.
But there is something said by the guest.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
I have lots to say.
You know, because we want to learn more about you. You know, obviously you're my friend. That's why you're on my show.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But, you know, there's always something unique that we can learn either about you or from you.
Most definitely.
Or around you.
Well, I have a flight, and what time is it right now?
Oh, God. What time is it not? Am I right?
No.
7:01.
Okay, 7:01. Okay, I have a flight at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. In the morning?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
I'm flying up to Chicago. My brother, who lives in Miami, he's also flying up tomorrow.
Have you been to Chicago?
I've been in the city for a little while when I was running through the airport.
What time was it then? Was it 5 a.m. also?
Yes, it was. I was only there for the minute of...
of 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Nice. Why are you going to Chicago?
Actually, just another one of our buddies lives up there. We're just taking a few days to all just go chill up there and hang out. I haven't seen my brother in a little while. Actually, the last time I... not the last time. Yeah, the last time I saw my brother, he just got married.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really awesome.
Well, shout out to your brother.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
He does, Audie. Audie is his name.
Shout out to Audie.
He got married to Dina.
Dina. Shout out to Dina.
Yeah. Doesn't weird him out.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it doesn't weird him out.
Has it been 2 weeks now that you've been married?
No, I saw him in February.
February, wow. So what is that, 2 weeks?
Yeah, about right.
That's about right.
Yeah. I don't know why I turned around looking for a calendar in my kitchen.
I think that's right. Let me look behind me.
Let me check my calendar that I have floating behind me the entire time. But no.
Matt's just holding a calendar up. Oh my God, thanks, Matt.
Pulls it out of his back pocket.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really excited for it. My brother's my best friend. I mean, any time that I can get to spend with him is really awesome.
Well, of course. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he going to be waiting for you with one of those signs that say, "Welcome back. Thanks for fighting for me." Like, I've seen those signs
before. If he did that, I wouldn't be surprised, but it really wouldn't make any sense.
Interesting.
It's cool to hang out with him. I have a really, really small family. So we're all really, really close.
Nice.
How many first cousins do you have?
First cousins do I have?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I know I have a cousin.
Yeah.
And she was my first cousin.
Yeah. That's good. I don't have any.
Hold on. Pause a second. Can you talk?
I can talk. Wow. That sounds so different. That sounds completely different.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, do I not sound completely different now than we did before?
Ladies and gentlemen, for a moment there, you might have noticed that the sound sounded different than it did as of a minute ago.
Should we start over?
We don't need to start over. No.
All right.
I think people can hear it. You know, we're a new podcast. We're just learning. We're learning that sometimes you put the microphone pointing the wrong direction.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we know that the blue light is supposed to face you.
Exactly.
So that you can see that it's on.
So ladies and gentlemen, Dino.
All right, we're back.
We're good. Yes. So you sound much better over there.
Thank you.
How do you feel now?
I feel like I can breathe now.
I feel
there's
like
so
you
much
can
more
too.
Room.
I was the whole time I'm thinking, you know, Dino just sounds so distant. And maybe it was because I felt like, you know, maybe Dino has just been distant in my life recently and I just feel like I need a bit more connected.
Wow.
And then I was like, no, it's just the mic that's backwards.
Yeah. That was you reflected really quickly.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's some of the stuff that goes through my mind.
That's a lot, man.
I know, right?
I should practice that a little bit more.
Yeah, besides Chicago, what else is going on? Do you have anything planned when you get back?
When I get back.
I know you have some special set of skills that you do you know, on the side. You know, you're very good with cars.
Yeah.
What got you into mechanics?
I don't really want to say that I'm still into mechanics or that I ever really got into it. When I was a little kid, I was always taking apart stuff and trying to put it back together. All the toys that I would get and stuff growing up were always like either like Legos or little robots that you would build, and just messing around, working with my hands was always really fun. And then after a while, once I got my first car, it had actually been my brother's first car. So it was much older by that time. I didn't really worry about messing it up or anything, so
yeah.
I kind of just practiced with that, and then
Bob's your uncle.
No, yeah, and then but that's a store. I think
it's a website.
Is it a phrase? I think Bob's your uncle is like an old
it might
phrase,
be.
But I yeah.
Bob is not my uncle today.
I'm terrible with those old phrases.
Hey, speaking of uncles, I've heard of you have a family tree that is very unique.
Yeah. Sort, I
where
mean,
exactly are you from, besides, you know, the armpit of Georgia?
Well, I was born in Croatia. It's in Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe. Can you say that again? Croatia?
Croatia.
Croatia.
C-R-O-A-T-I-A.
C-R-O-A-T-I-A.
Croatia.
I'm writing that down now.
Do it. It's actually called Hrvatska in our language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say that 10 times fast. Actually, please don't. We don't
no,
have
don't,
time.
No, yeah. No, so I was born there. My brother and my parents and their parents were actually all born in Bosnia. Well, when my parents were born, it was actually former Yugoslavia. So, I mean, but it was still the same region.
The same region, sure.
Yeah, as far as my family tree goes, I mean, it's not really anything.
Did you ever, let me ask you this, did you ever by chance not live in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, well,
like for how long?
Well, I mean, when I was born, I lived in Croatia for like 2.5 years.
Nice.
We lived in a little town called Živogošće.
Oh.
It was right on the Adriatic Sea. I've gone back and visited Bosnia like multiple times, but I've never gone and visited Croatia. I've never seen like the city I was born in.
I want to visit there too. Next time you go, get me an extra ticket.
Oof.
Take me with you. We'll do a show.
Okay.
Hopefully a live show. That would be cool if we ever
went
live.
You should come. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Coca-Cola. You know, live in the moment.
Are we allowed to do that? Can we
I wish
do that,
they,
right?
I wish that was just a quote. It's not actually happening. I was quoting a future reference that I'm hoping for. How cool would that be to be sponsored by Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Why would you not be? I mean, unless
How's your Coca-Cola, by the way?
It's good. It's almost gone. I'm kind of sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It sometimes it some for me, sometimes I let it, like, I want to savor the Coke. And then
I don't remember the last time I had a Coke, to be totally
really?
Honest with you. Nope, don't remember.
Today's the day.
Yeah, it is today.
Today's the day. Ladies and gentlemen, Dino has experienced, once again, the Coca-Cola. It feels good.
Feels good.
It's pretty cool, right? Hey, guess what?
What's up?
We do this really cool thing. If you're ready, we can go on to the next section.
Okay.
We do this really cool thing where we do this sketch. I have guests on.
Yeah.
And we do a special sketch.
Improvisation.
It's an improv sketch. So this is the part of the show where we do the improv sketch.
All right.
And that's our improv sketch section theme song.
Did you write that?
I did not, but I listened to it
yeah.
when it was sent to me by one of our biggest fans. I'm pretty excited to have him on the greenhouse team. He's one of our janitors here in the house.
In my house?
Not in your house, in the house. The greenhouse, which is everywhere.
Oh, so he's just a janitor of the world.
He is. Nice. He is. He's got a very hard job. It's not easy. Trust me.
No, I believe you.
It's not easy at all.
I believe you.
But are you ready for the skit? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to our show, this is something we do every single time on the episode.
Every time.
Every time. No failure, except for episode one, when we didn't do it. but every time. Every time afterwards, we do this thing where we throw our guests into a situation where they weren't expecting to be in the situation.
I'm already ready.
They don't even know.
I do know.
What we're going to be doing. Dino does not know what we're going to be doing in this moment. So, by the way, how do you spell your last name? And how do you pronounce it? So I don't get it wrong.
It's S-U-T-A.
S-U-T-A.
Yeah.
And you pronounce it?
Well, you pronounce it Suda.
Suda. Yeah. Dino Suda is about to embark on one of our sketches here. And I barely know what it is, but I'm going to read it off right now.
What does that
so,
mean? Okay. All right.
We are both members.
Members.
Of the biggest rock band in the world. Nice. And we have toured everywhere together. This is like a big moment in our life. Now, a discussion breaks out during band practice. That's where we kind of jump in here. Now, one of us suddenly has the urge of a big ego, right? And that's going to be you.
Okay.
Nope. No, it's going to be me.
All right.
I got them mixed up. You are the one that wants... I'm the one that wants to go solo. And while you desperately want to keep the band together. Okay.
Oh, man, I really want it to be the other way around.
Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm not going to change it around. This is improv.
No. Go ahead.
I'm going to stick with
it. Okay, perfect. Insert. So you can actually insert your reason of choice on why you want the band to stick together.
Can we set parameters for this before we start?
Definitely.
What do you mean? How old are we? How long have we been doing this?
Oh gosh, 50 years.
Let's say we're 70. This is
I think we are 70.
Our golden years tour.
All right. So we're gonna jump in. We just finished band practice. We just finished one of our most famous songs, and I'm gonna start. We'll just go in from there. And as always, you can use any kind of character sound effects, any kind of what I mean by sound effects, like different accent if you want. So yeah, and here we go. All right, Dino, what an amazing band practice. That was a good song.
Man,
am I right?
It was all right.
Okay. I think it was pretty good. I'm thinking I'm getting better and better every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you are thinking that.
You know, honestly, dude. I'm thinking it's, you know, we've been together, 50 years now.
Ahead. Tell me what else
you've been together in many ways. Yeah. And one way, you know, well, we won't talk about that, but we've been together as a band for 50 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's about time that we kind of went our separate ways, don't you think?
What do you mean? What are you getting at?
I mean,
like all of us?
Why keep the band together at this point? We've been together, what are we, 70 now?
Well, we haven't even, we're practicing right now for this tour. Why, like, you just said we just finished practice, wasn't it?
Like,
why would we?
We practiced, it's going well.
So you just don't want to do this tour? You don't want to do the last tour?
I feel like I'm better than you.
That's completely ridiculous.
I don't even need you. I mean, I play guitar, you play what, the drums?
Well, yeah.
Who even needs the drums?
You do.
Now and then.
What? Okay, so you're going to make half an album?
Maybe. Maybe I'll make two albums.
That's going to take you twice as long.
Maybe it'll take me twice as long on your planet.
No.
What if I went to a different planet?
No, you don't understand, man. This is the same world, bro.
I think it'll work out great. I'm going to go start off my own band.
You're not going to get your own
solo.
Band.
It's going to be solo. There's not even going to be a guitar.
You're going to get a band or you're going to go solo?
I'm going to do both.
Solo tour with a backup band?
But all I'm saying is I don't need you anymore.
You do. You do.
Well, why should I stay?
Because I have to change your diapers.
Why? What? My diapers?
I've been doing it for years. Who are you going to get to do it now?
Listen, I didn't even know I wore diapers.
Yeah, I know. That's my point. You forget every day.
Dear God, you're right.
We just said how old we were. I mean, I know we're not too old, but
listen, I've always been exactly 6 months older than you, and you know this. I can handle my own diapers.
Right. Well, see, you just said that you forgot you were wearing them. You're all sorts of confused.
Where's my glasses?
You need me.
What did you do with my glasses?
Exactly. You don't even know where those are at.
I don't even know if you're actually you.
You don't even know where your glasses are.
How do I know you're Dino?
What's your name?
Six.
Where are we right now?
Four.
All right, let's go back to practice.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Dino.
That was great. That was fun.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know what we were getting into.
Yeah, but we resolved it. You were just lost.
I was lost. I didn't even know where my glasses were.
It was kind of sad.
How exactly do you change my diapers without me knowing? Like, am I asleep?
You forgot. You keep forgetting.
Oh, I keep forgetting. That's right. We did say that.
Yeah. That's great.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Dino, I want to thank you for being on the show, but this isn't the end.
Oh, no, it's not.
Never the end. You know, I was sitting in my car the other day, and I realized the end isn't really the end. It's always the beginning.
Yeah.
Think about it. Whenever you watch a movie, whenever you sing a song, whenever you dance, you feel like things are ending, but that's truly when they begin.
Well, absolutely. I'm 100% a believer that you should live for right now.
Live for right. Is that what I'm trying to say?
It's all happening right now.
I agree. So guess what? Last episode, we actually had a guest. His name was Kevin Shaw.
Yeah.
Lovely fellow.
I hear great things about him.
I think you would like him.
Yeah, everybody says that. Wow, I think you would like him. My foot is totally asleep.
We're actually sitting cross-legged on the floor. This is the first time we've ever done this in the house.
We forgot to stretch.
And forget to stretch. That was part of the rules. And one other rule is put the microphone pointing the right way.
Right. Face the blue light.
So Kevin Shaw had a few questions for you last episode. And this is, for those of you who don't know, we have a segment here called Questions and Answers, where the person of last episode will ask a question or three, and they will then answer the question on the next episode. The next guest would. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is that segment.
Oh, I don't know if you're asking me or not. Oh, this is more editing for you now. No, don't edit this out. Just leave it.
Questions for next week. That's right. This is the questions time.
My foot is so asleep.
All right. So you're ready to answer your questions while your feet are sleeping, since they are resting.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Question number one.
So question number one. If you could have a meal with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That's your question.
That's a really good one. I'm going to need a minute.
I think so.
Honestly, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. You know, isn't he an interesting character?
He's awesome, man. He's so cool. And he's always been cool.
Really?
Even for the time from like elementary school when people were watching Bill Nye the Science Guy. Just in random like bits of science class.
I watched him on TV.
Yeah.
And we would sometimes record it on a VHS.
Absolutely.
I love VHS tapes.
I have a bunch of VHS tapes in
the garage. I met a guy at a party the other day. He's collected every single VHS tape. Or not every single one, but like all the old ones that had never made it to DVD, that never got converted. Like they're
just
that
every
good.
Every movie?
Or they're that bad or they're that good.
All movies?
Like a lot of movies, yeah.
That's awesome.
He's got like a whole shelf of them. He showed me a picture.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
What is he going to do with them?
I don't know. I'm going to have him on the show. I asked him if I can have him on the show.
He's going to have to rewind all of them.
He has to be kind and rewind.
Yeah, great movie,
all right,
by the way.
Question number two.
Question number two. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice you've ever been given. Have you ever been given any advice?
Absolutely. The best I'm kind of bummed that I brought it up just a little bit before, but my brother always tried to, I don't want to say he tried to teach me, but he always kind of wanted me to be as happy as possible. And,
sure.
And for him and for me, I see it completely is to relish in everything that you have right at this exact second, and to be as happy as possible right now. Even if there's a bunch of stuff going on that's terrible, you have a million more reasons to be happy.
Yeah, not to worry about the future.
And living right now is the most important thing for me all the time.
That's right. That's good. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Dino. Some of the best advice he's ever had.
For sure.
That's great. Question number three.
Question number three would be, if you could relive any one day of your life, knowing that it wouldn't change who you are today. So in other words, you can't like go back in time to undo a mistake. That's not Brilliant. What I'm getting at. But like, what one day do you look back on and go, that was the perfect day? That's the day. If I could live over again, I totally would.
Good choice.
What would that be and why?
There you go.
I already know it.
All right. What is it?
Last Halloween.
Last Halloween, like last year, 2014.
I threw my brother's bachelor party.
Nice.
And It was a 3-day thing.
But I thought he got married in February.
He did.
But was that your cousin?
Bachelor. No.
Oh, it was your brother.
He just wanted to do it on Halloween.
Yes.
Super fun. It was a 3-day thing. I'm not going to get too far into it.
Sure.
But it was, I tried to get as many of his friends to come in.
Yeah.
And so many came through. There was like 25 of us rolling around for 3 days. We had a bus. It was so much
fun. You had a bus?
Yeah, we had a bus driving.
Like, I love
the whole
how
time.
That's a big part of the topic. It's like, yeah, it went so well.
Dude, we had a bus and everything.
It's like, my God, I didn't have a bus at my party.
But like, no one got hurt. No one, like, there was no trouble.
That's a plus.
It was flawless the whole time. And he had a blast. That's awesome. I was so happy for him.
And nobody ended up on the roof on a mattress.
No, nobody did. And just the way it was all planned out and how much fun everybody had, and everybody was just so glad to see everybody else, because it was like a reunion for a lot of people, old high school friends and college friends and his old dental friends as well, dental school friends.
Yeah.
But everybody just had so much fun. There was such good energy the entire time. And that, if I could surround myself with that much positivity every day of my life, I wouldn't be able to. But if I could throw myself with that much positivity,
sure,
that would be perfect.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Very good answers to very good questions, sir.
Thank you.
Very good. Now you have the opportunity of a lifetime to create your own questions for the next guest, who is unnamed.
Yeah. So, all right.
And undressed. Man. No, I'm kidding. Well, I hope they're not undressed.
I'm going to need a minute again.
Question number one.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy. I don't care.
Okay.
What do you think you're doing right now?
That is perfect question.
In your life.
Oh, your life.
not as in,
it's like, I'm on a radio show.
No. Not as in, like, what are you doing? I'm going to school. I'm working. Not what are your goals? What are you working towards? What do you feel like you're actually doing here?
Nice.
And there's no right answer at all. It's just, what do you think you're doing?
I love it. All right, perfect. So the next question number two, it comes right after number one.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, yeah, okay. That one I know. Why is Batman the best superhero?
It's such a closed question. That's awesome.
Can we edit that out? Can I take it out and do another one?
You want to do a number? I love number two. I cannot wait to see.
Yeah, let's keep it.
What
let's
they say.
It.
All no, right, number question number three.
Yes, I'm excited.
And that's the awesome. Cool thing is that you don't know who the guest is.
Yeah, you didn't tell
me. Exactly.
Do I know who it is, though? Like, have I met them?
That will be determined.
Well, then that's a yes. All right. Question number three. When you're 150 years old and you're sitting on your island and you're looking out into the ocean, what is one thing you want to make sure you'll be able to tell yourself at that time about yourself or about your life?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the answers are.
Me too.
From our guest next
week. I'm very excited.
And who knows who it's going to be? It's always a surprise. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Who knows? It could be Sam. It could be Mark. Richard.
I know three people. Yeah.
Do you know?
You don't know any of those people, though.
Cool. Okay, Dino, I did have one more question for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Before I forget, I want to ask you one more question, and that is something we just started doing as of the last episode. It was Kevin's idea.
Okay.
And I think it's a great idea, and that is to ask each and every guest that I have on the show, what is a favorite spot that you have in Atlanta? That you like to go to for locals in Georgia who might be interested in learning something new, you know, not the typical tourist spot, but you know, something you might like.
Yeah, for sure. To be totally honest, I know that the name has been around for a long time. I don't know if this is a franchise. I don't know too much about it, but when my freshman year of college, I went to Georgia State. I lived on campus.
Sure.
And the only place that would, be open late enough for us to like not have to drive too far was this place called JR Crickets.
JR Crickets.
JR Crickets also delivered, and they delivered the best wings I've ever had anywhere. I could never make wings as good as theirs. I could never go anywhere. Like, they never compared. And there's nothing special about them. It was just like, I don't know. I don't know what they did.
They're really good wings.
They were just like the best wings in Atlanta.
Do you dip them into sauce?
You can if you want. You can dip it in whatever.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, it's
dip it in whatever. I'm wondering.
Favorite wings.
Can you bring your own dip? Can you bring your own dip?
I don't think you're allowed to do that in any restaurant.
I don't. You know why is that frowned upon? You know why can't you bring? It's not like you're bringing the whole meal.
Why is that frowned upon? That's frowned upon because
I'm just bringing a sauce. It's like bringing syrup for my pancakes or bringing. You know, I love your pancakes. But I want to bring my own syrup.
Yeah, I know it's not hurting anybody, but, you know, it's kind
of... I want to bring my own ranch dressing, you know? I have a special type of ranch dressing.
You came in as a guest to their restaurant, want to experience what they want you to experience.
Sure, sure.
Even if they don't want to constrict you with it, they still want you to have a sense of what they're trying to project towards you.
Mm.
And if you bring in other stuff, you're kind of messing with their spices.
What if I became a regular? I think regulars can do whatever
they want. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they don't mind then. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind as a guest for you. I don't mind that if you're a guest on my show.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you bring whatever
the show. Well, yeah, absolutely. For sure.
I feel like restaurant owners shouldn't feel that way either. You know, I'm like, if I opened a restaurant, I'd be like, you know what? As long as you don't bring the hamburgers, you can bring your own pickles.
Yeah.
You know, you grew those pickers yourself in your backyard.
Pickers.
You grew those pickers in your backyard.
You're right.
Right.
Picker-der.
Dino, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for having me.
No. Jordan.
I am in your house.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, buddy. And by the way, I bet people are going to want to know, hey, I want to know more about Dino. How can I follow him, you know, without being creepy? So do you have like a Twitter name?
I don't actually. If you want to get to know me,
okay. Maybe on
come
Instagram?
Up to my face and come up to say, my face what's and up? Say... Let's get some food.
So if you have anything that somebody might be able to reach out to you by social networking, this is your moment to say it.
Probably just Facebook, if anything. But
you can look him up. He's got a very unique name.
Yeah, just come up to my face.
Nice.
Say hello.
Awesome. All right, perfect. Thanks, guys, for listening. This has been the Greenhouse Podcast. Thanks again for being a guest, Dino.
Thanks so much, man.
It's been a real pleasure. And we will see you next time, guys. Don't forget, you can visit our website and subscribe to our podcast, thegreenhousepodcast.com, and send us an email at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. Make sure to see behind-the-scenes photos right there on our Instagram. It's at, like a little at symbol. You've seen those, right, Dino?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little at symbol. It's at The Greenhouse Podcast. And you can find us there. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next time on The Greenhouse Podcast.